The North American International Auto Show demonstrated Detroit's automakers' commitment to larger vehicles in January. The Big Three focused on crossovers, trucks, and SUVs in their 2019 model launches. Fiat Chrysler has already announced the end of the Dodge Dart and Chrysler 200 sedans, and the automaker is debating the future of other cars, such as the Chrysler 300. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says that company will reallocate $7 billion from cars to light trucks. And he says both the Ford Fusion and Ford Focus sedans will be made in China, ending their production in North America. Meanwhile, General Motors posted large year-over-year sales losses for most of its sedans, such as the Chevy Impala, Cruze, and Buick Regal. Industry analysts say changing demographics, technology, and consumer needs are pushing change across the auto industry.
This year, the oldest millennial isn't in high school anymore, but the oldest of them are turning 38. And as we track them, and we're already starting to see this, they too are looking for SUVs, but for a different reason. They're looking for SUVs as they develop and as their families grow.
That's Eric Merkel, a U.S. sales analyst for Ford Motor Company. He says the largest market for SUVs are people between the ages of 35 and 44. They're looking for vehicles that can hold an entire family.
The kids have friends, they have hockey, they have soccer, they have all these different events that they're involved in, and they need an SUV to carry them and take care of their basic needs on a daily basis.
Advances in vehicle technology are also playing a role in this shift toward SUVs and crossovers as well. Kathy Kukovich is a teaching fellow at Wayne State University specializing in global automotive marketing strategy. She says as manufacturers noticed that consumers were enjoying larger vehicles, automakers began to refine their vehicle fleets.
They've begun to make different options, different sizes, build them off of even car platforms. So the ride has become better, more luxurious, more sporty. So they've given consumers a lot of choices, and consumers have embraced those.
One of the groups embracing larger vehicles are baby boomers. Eric Merkel says consumer needs change as they get older, but he says boomers still prefer to drive vehicles that simulate the feeling of an SUV.
So what you'll see is we've seen a lot of growth in these small SUVs, these compact SUVs like the Ford Escape. But a lot of that is driven by the aging baby boomer. As they become older, they become empty nesters. They still like the ride height of the SUV. And guess what they really favor? The ingress egress.
Over at the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University, researchers are working to promote successful aging in Detroit and elsewhere. One way they do that is by investigating the effects of aging on drivers.
Good afternoon, Institute of Gerontology. May I help you? Yes, this is. Kathy Lysak, let me check for a moment. I'll see if she's available. Just one moment, please.
Kathy Lysak is a professor of occupational therapy and gerontology and a deputy director of the Institute. She says mobility issues, such as getting in and out of a car, play a significant factor in choosing a vehicle for older drivers.
Getting in and out of a vehicle, if you have arthritis or mobility problems, it's hard to squish down into a little compact sedan. As much as it's easier to park, you might prefer the bigger vehicle just for reasons of getting in and out of the vehicle.
Lysak also says visibility in vehicles that sit up higher can help aging drivers who may find it harder to move around.
You still need to be able to turn your neck, do a good shoulder check, and make sure you can see the traffic around you. And as we get older, sometimes that's harder to do. But if you've got good visibility, which a lot of SUVs do, you might choose that.
Ford's Eric Merkel says the automaker expects SUVs and larger vehicles to hold a greater portion of the market in coming years. In fact, he says the company believes SUVs and crossovers will occupy nearly 50% of the market within the next 5 years. Families with aging drivers who need certain amenities will have more of the automotive market focusing on their needs in the years ahead. I'm Jared Helen, WDET News.